Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are definitely praying for our southern U.S. peeps, sisters, and brothers out there. As Hurricane Ida hit at a Category 4, this was even stronger than what Hurricane Katrina did, because Hurricane Katrina hit back in 2005 as a 3-4. So when we saw that Hurricane Ida was going to come at a 4 and then slow down and sadly hover, we knew that we possibly could be looking at the same devastation as we saw with Hurricane Katrina. So currently one person is believed dead as Ida has moving very slowly through Louisiana. A tree fell on his home. He was a 60-year-old male. And Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has warned that he expects the total dead to go up considerably. Currently, 1 million people are without power through Louisiana and Mississippi. There's at least 144,000 homes within New Orleans reporting power failures. This is not a safe time to be without power. In fact, local mayor Cynthia Lee Shang said there's alligators out there that seem to be flooding or seem to be kind of swimming inward with the floodwaters. It was a Category 4 when it hit. It did appear to overpower levee flood defenses, which were expected. Those were strengthened after Hurricane Katrina. Apparently, there were generators, but that people could use to, you know, keep either warm from the floodwaters or cool from the sun and the basking heat. Sadly, though, there's going to be a lot of risks of carbon monoxide poisoning. So the storm has finally left Hurricane. It was still a Hurricane 2 while it was inland, but it now has, I believe, downgraded to a regular tropical storm. It's going over Mississippi, going towards Tennessee, Kentucky, and will make it up through northeast throughout the week. It will hit New England, but will hopefully be downgraded to a depression or less. So sadly, there's a lot of bad news that's lying ahead now. You know, we speak about hurricanes sadly every year. This was almost to the date of Hurricane Katrina. End of August, early September is always a very, very dangerous time in peak hurricane season. But when you have a hurricane that hits land at 150 miles per hour, I mean, we've had about 70 miles an hour winds in my neck of the woods that are clear, close to a Hurricane 1. But 150 mile per hour winds coming down on New Orleans, very, very scary stuff. So obviously the lack of power, I mean, people that are trapped needs to go to a medical clinic. If they have electric cars, I don't know what they do. If you need to, you know, refrigerate your food, lack of power is always deadly. Another thing that we always worry about for those people that suffer from hurricanes is malnourishment. If you didn't store up food and you don't have refrigerator access, you then risk not eating well. People don't understand how bad that could be. And so some people might, you know, have stored up some foods, but they could be destroyed by flood water. So for those people currently trapped or those who can't get to, you know, get some food because many stores are closed and unable to get to the grocery store, it could be scary times. So we definitely want to help support local food banks. Transportation obviously is a big risk right now. The roads are flooded. We're being told there's alligators in the roads. That's not cool because those alligators are not going to be very, very happy. People that have to get to medical facilities obviously are not going to be able to. First responders are going to be in trouble. in terms of trying to get to people. And then, you know, after the hurricane leaves, and, you know, we're like, okay, good, hurricane's gone, let's get back to normal. It's not back to normal. There are health effects that can plague flooding victims or hurricane victims for weeks to months on end. And one such issue is infectious disease. The World Health Organization states that floods bring a lot of waterborne diseases like cholera, typhoid fever, leptospirosis, hepatitis A. And then on top of that, you have mosquitoes that usually kind of have their own nest and stay to their own business, but now with all this moisture and all that, it's a party for them. And mosquitoes bring Zika, malaria, dengue, hemorrhagic fever, yellow fever, West Nile. So now that you have, even though the initial mosquitoes get washed away during the storm, you have a lot of puddles. It takes a while for these water areas to dry up, so they're good breeding grounds for insects, and insects realize that's going to take a while for those water spots to dry up. The water, of course, gets very dirty. And so if you touch the water, this is not clean water. You're like, oh, it came from the rain. Trust me, the second it hits the ground, it is dirty water. And so people, sadly, can get infectious disease because they're not able to clean. They don't have access to good water, soap, etc. They, sadly, are infecting themselves. Then we have the mold issues. So as moisture seeps into walls and floors of houses, mold can grow, cause a variety of respiratory issues, other physical ailments, and so massive disinfecting needs to take place. And then we have other concerns. Like, I don't know if you remember last year, the Lake Charles chemical plant had been on fire during Hurricane Laura. Now, we're still seeing the aftermath of that because chlorine for pools have been now pretty costly. And we've, you know, a lot of the things that they made at that plant are now still in short supply as they're still trying to rebuild. But you have chemicals from garages and fuel seeping into the flood water. So many victims can be exposed to benzene, toluene, xylene, and these could cause a multitude of health effects like breathing issues, skin, gut, balance, thought, memory issues. When you worry about chemical plants, the sulfur dioxide, dimethylhydrazine, disodium isocyanate, trichloroisocyanuric acid, these are some things that were emitted with the Lake Charles chemical plant, so that scared people. Then we worry about safety. Now, we remember hearing horror stories of people getting raped and attacked during Hurricane Katrina recovery. A Cajun Navy rescuer said during Hurricane Harvey, looters fired shots at him. So if you want to help, there's a lot of things you could do. Visit theredcross.org to make a donation. Vitalant, Red Cross needs blood. We could send blood supplies, Salvation Army. I wrote a piece on Twitter. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we will keep you up on the latest with Hurricane Ida, as it, thank God, has now left the hurricane status and is downgraded to a storm. We'll keep you guys up to date on that. As of last night, it had been still a hurricane too as it was going inland. So sadly, we are expecting a lot of destruction. We'll talk about more of how you could help. We'll also talk about the latest with Kabul airport and airstrikes and Americans that are still stuck there and what's been happening there as we honor those who have fallen. There's some more news on the COVID front, sadly, as the European Union wants to set some restrictions against travelers from the U.S., people don't like the U.S. There's some restrictions coming out of Hawaii, so many people want to start to kind of isolate from America. Sadly, we still have tons, right, you know, tons of people that could be COVID positive wanting to come, but in terms of us going out there, people don't want us Americans. It really stinks. I thought we really did well trying to minimize the stigma. We Americans are awesome, and we spend money, but people aren't wanting America to come out. We'll also talk about this new variant that was identified in South Africa. Some experts are saying, don't worry, it's going extinct. Others are saying, no, it's already starting to spread. So we're going to be talking about that new variant. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in Nevada, you see a lot of bumper stickers saying, don't Newsom my Nevada. And where that's coming from is many people don't want California politics coming into their neck of the woods or their state. Well, in Florida, apparently, I don't know why this is a headline, but it is. There's apparently a lot of merchandise being sold. Don't Fauci my Florida. And the good doctor, Dr. Fauci, is a little upset with this, and he's upset at Governor DeSantis. So apparently there's t-shirts, there's drink coolers, bumper stickers, all sorts of stuff that says, don't Fauci my Florida. And, he is the top infectious disease expert that has been kind of guiding us throughout the Trump administration and throughout the Biden administration. His role, obviously, has been kind of debated. It's really, really hard to be in politics, in the media, as well as a doctor, and, you know, telling people like it is, but also, you know, pushing the narrative. So he's in a tough position, and I've said this before, if he has any more issues with flip-flopping, he probably needs to just say, look, guys, I'm not media first, I'm not a Biden representative first, I'm a doctor first. And so this is honestly what the masks are doing, this is what the vaccines are doing, and this is why I support the vaccines, I support the masks, but I realize there's a lot of, there's a lot of mixed science. And so, people have been pretty upset with Dr. Fauci. Some people have thought he was the bomb, but many people have been upset because the public officials have been using his guidance as compasses on where they should go. And many doctors have disagreed with Fauci, and some doctors have said, look, he's right on. Me, being a doctor in the media, I get it. I get Dr. Fauci, and I get what he's done, and he's had to play it safe, and he's had to watch what he says, and he's had to kind of backpedal, and he's had to flip-flop, and it's just because he's in the media, and because he's in politics. And if I were Dr. Fauci, I would have probably approached things a little different, okay? I probably, during the Trump administration, would have said, look, guys, all right, give all the studies on hydroxychloroquine to me. I see we got good studies on hydroxychloroquine, and we have bad studies on them. Give them to me, but I'm not going to make a recommendation. I can't, because, again, it's going to take time. COVID is too new, so I'm not going to tell you to take hydroxychloroquine or not. Same thing with ivermectin. Ivermectin, we've had studies come up saying ivermectin works. Ivermectin can be used. Ivermectin can change the trajectory of somebody's severe illness. But we've also seen people now, calling poison control centers and people self-administering veterinarian ivermectin. So the type of leadership we need, again, is, hey guys, look, as a doctor, I get we're seeing studies coming out on ivermectin. You guys want something preventative. I get that. But we're not going to say one way or the other because we can't. We want to, but we can't. So for now, hold off. off standby until we have more information. You know, things like that. With masks in school. You know, when the studies have shown that 90% of what people exhale come out of these things, and they're not N95 respirators, so they aren't, you know, what medical providers get to wear. That's what Fauci should have said. Guys, the medical masks are the best. If you could get those, great. But we don't want you to hoard and prevent our healthcare community to get them. So put whatever face covering you want. If you want a barrier, it will provide a barrier. But there's no way I'm going to say that something like this gives you the efficacy and the protection that you think you need for a virus. So, you know, the answers obviously look like they're hedging. But that's exactly what medicine is. Medicine is, well, you could do this or you could do that. Here are your options. There are very few things in medicine where, okay, this is something we have to do, right? When you really look at the gamut of all the decisions made in medicine, there's very few that are really cut and dry. Now, you have a necrotic gallbladder, it's got to come out. You have a baby in distress. Now, we have to help get the baby out. But there's risks to everything. And so people don't like talking to doctors. Doctors don't make the coolest friends. People like having doctors because they think they get prescriptions called in. But they get very, very frustrated with doctors because we always have to see both sides and we always have to calculate the risk. There's always risks. So what's the risk of telling people to put something on their face that might not work? Well, there's a huge risk because people are doing mask kisses. I do mask kisses. I'll go up to somebody with my mask on and I'll give them a kissy, you know, because I like kissing people. But this is spreading. It's spreading germs. You're also putting germs back on yourself, you know. But on the flip side, if I sneeze and I'm wearing this, I hopefully got all the boogers on me and very little of it went to you. So what any sort of public health official has to do when they're in the media is just be dead honest. I know, yeah, and you know, Fauci could have so many times said, look, guys, this is a virus. This virus is outsmarting us humans. It's outsmarting the masks. It's trying to outsmart the vaccines. So we're going to do the best we can and quit whining. We're going to recommend masks. We're going to recommend vaccines. But where Fauci is got himself caught in a corner is he had to make a decision on mandates. He had to, once he was in the Biden administration, see if he supported that. And that's where he got himself into trouble. If I was up in politics, if I was in his position, I'd be like, look, guys, you know, I agree you have some barrier protection with the mask, not a lot, so don't have a false sense of security. I believe the vaccines help prevent a lot of hospitalizations and death, but because vaccinated people can still spread the virus, because these masks can still spread the virus and the virus is outsmarting the mask, I'm not going to mandate or force anybody to do anything. Now, but if I did that, I wouldn't work for the Biden administration. If I was not a fan of mandates, I wouldn't have a job. So that's where Fauci's in this very precarious position. He has a job, and he works now for the government. And he works for a government that is starting to encourage, you know, more of a, you don't have a choice in the matter. And so, yeah, people aren't that happy. So he's mad because not only, you know, that's not a very complimentary sort of thing to have, don't Fauci my Florida, but he doesn't like the politicization. During his appearance on Jake Tapper's CNN show State of the Union, he said, we have an extraordinary problem that is killing people in the United States, killing us, putting us in the hospital. So that kind of politicization, there's not place for that when you're dealing with a public health crisis. Well, you know, Florida has been battling cases. Florida, California have actually had similar spikes, despite one being very, very strict with rules, one not being. But I do think Florida still probably had more cases than California did. So somebody could say California might have won in terms of being draconian and having all those additional rules. But, you know, Fauci has put himself in a position where when you're in the media, you have to be prepared to take it. So if he was like, look, don't put me on TV. I'm going to advise Biden and let Biden be the one on TV. Nobody would be putting Fauci's name on merchandise. But once you become that TV figure, you are going to have to take some heat. So, yeah, it's not nice. I get why he's upset. But that's kind of the situation surrounding Fauciism. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida went ashore Sunday as one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States. The fifth largest ever. It knocked out power to all of New Orleans, blowing roofs off buildings, and at times reversed the flow of the Mississippi River. The International Atomic Energy Agency is reporting evidence has emerged that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium in a development called Deeply Troubling. The reactor in question is located in the city of Yongbyon, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Pyongyang. A SpaceX shipment of ants, avocados, brine shrimp, and plants rocketed towards the International Space Station on Sunday. The Dragon is carrying more than 4,800 pounds of supplies for the space station's seven astronauts. It was the second launch attempt, as Saturday's try was foiled by bad weather. USA Radio News. A survey shows an overwhelming number of Americans want the United States to stay in Afghanistan to make sure all of our people get out. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all of those Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country. Far fewer respondents approved of President Biden's handling of the overall situation in Afghanistan. Only 38% said they approved of how the withdrawal was being handled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden has declared a major disaster as Ida continues to flood parts of Louisiana and Mississippi, leaving more than 1 million customers across the region without power. Ida was a Category 4 hurricane with top sustained winds of 150 miles per hour when it made contact with Louisiana on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let me get our Facebook Live up for this one. Okay, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. And we're going to keep you guys posted on the latest. We know there's a lot of news. And, you know, sadly, with everything going on with Kabul and Afghanistan, I think we're just still spinning from everything that's been going on. And so I understand it's a very, very rough time. So Americans have been polled on what the U.S. should do. I really think Americans maybe need to be polled before the government makes any decisions, because obviously we're seeing the government make some very odd decisions. But about 7 to 10 Americans say U.S. troops should stay until all Americans are evacuated. Now, I'm wondering what the other 3 are thinking. They say 28% of those polled say the troops shouldn't stay that long. Remember, the deadline's tomorrow. So we gave a deadline because it was going to be a great soundbite. We want it to look like that we are ending the war and we're going to be gone on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. Then even though there's been a lot of debate on whether we should have been there in the first place, it was going to be on Biden to show that he's the one that did it, was able to do something that Trump couldn't do and Obama couldn't do. And the reason why Trump and Obama couldn't do it is because there were specific guidelines that the Taliban was going to have to follow. They weren't just going to pull out willy-nilly to get the headline and then sadly, you know, disaster ensues. And so if the Taliban wasn't going to keep up their deal, it wasn't going to happen, which is why the can just kept getting kicked down the road. So Trump had said if he was still president by May of 2021, they would have been out, but only if the Taliban would have agreed to all these things. And if he didn't think that the Taliban was going to be trustworthy, not going to happen. Now, that's always easy to be Monday morning quarterback, but sadly, we have learned that the Taliban was not to be trusted. So whoever did get caught up in the, you know, the political quan that they would have received, sadly, it boomeranged. And so when we lost 13 Marines and lost hundreds of people that sadly died with suicide bombers, and then I believe over the weekend the airport was not able to be, we did not have this airport secured, we're in some trouble. Biden has doubled down on the August 31st deadline, and many Americans are like, well, what are you doing? You have Americans there. The concept and idea was pitched last week that if Americans hadn't left, it's because they didn't want to. And I'm telling you right now, when you have the Taliban saying women can't be walking around without a man, women shouldn't be going to work, they should stay home, when you have people, you know, being stopped at checkpoints and there's not cameras around, I'm telling you right now, there are many people out there that are trapped. So 84% of Americans say U.S. troops should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans are evacuated. The poll was conducted between August 27th and 28th. About 30% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of Afghanistan, compared to 60% who say they disapproved. So, this was an ABC News poll. Honestly, I have asked and I have suggested that we hold off, you know, the attacks on, you know, presidents and military and things like that until we get people out. Sadly, we look weak. Another story we're going to be talking about is how North Korea, I believe, is already starting to engage and starting to build up a little bit of their forces, and so I really fear that other countries are watching us and finding this a fantastic opportunity for them to show their dominance over America. And so, you know, I see the pictures of Biden, and I see, you know, one of the Marines, the mothers of the Marine, you know, called Biden a whole bunch of names, I believe, feckless, dementia-ridden, things like that. People are mad. People are very, very mad at the president. Sadly, these other countries are watching this, and I think they just see an amazing opportunity. Unfortunately, though, the mistakes keep happening. The U.S. has now blamed Britain for making the Kabul ISIS-K suicide attack worse. Pentagon says airport gate at center of blast was kept open longer for more UK evacuees despite planning for a mass casualty. Now, I don't know if you guys understand the British, okay? The last thing you want to do is upset the British. All right, we kind of had our thing with the British a few hundred years ago. Trust me, I'm no fan of this taxation without representation. I get mad at the British for putting roundabouts, throughout our city. We have tons of roundabouts, and apparently the British, I'm not sure why the British are involved in our street planning. I really think a roundabout, you can get ambushed. But for the most part, we have come to realize that our British, you know, neighbors across the pond are our allies. And the British are going to be fine with us. We're going to be fine with the British as long as we don't bag on them. And as long as we don't publicly blame them for something that we're at fault for. The reason why the British were there to bring out and try to save their evacuees is because they were put in a position by America. And so I don't know who the heck is managing the PR or the press conferences or whatever is going on over there, but the last thing you want to do is have somebody from London go, what in bloody hell are they saying about us? Okay, that, we don't, trust me, you know, if Great Britain, you know, says what they really, really think about what's going on with America, they got all of Europe that will be like, okay, yeah, America stinks. So we need Europe on our side. So for us to say that we had this intel, but the UK kept the gate open, I could see why, all right, somebody's, you know, could do some finger pointing. But remember, the UK wouldn't be in that position. You know, there have been countries now that have sent their special forces. And if I was any of these countries, I'd also ask Israel to help. You know, to go in there, get our people out. And, I mean, they know how to do that. Look at Moses. Right? Moses knew how to get our people out. He asked God, you know, all right, God, you know, we got people that are slaves. What do we do? And he said, well, ask, let my people go. He's like, the Pharaoh's not going to, what the Pharaoh's going to laugh at my face? God's like, you know what? You know, if you want, I'll give you a little bit of oomph. You know, like what? But, well, you know, we could turn the water bloody and we could add locusts and frogs and all that. And Moses is like, all right, you know, I mean, I will do my negotiating diplomatic powers, but if that doesn't work, I'm going to need you to kick it. And God's like, you got this. Crush it, dude. And Moses is like, word. So Moses goes to Pharaoh. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Read your Bible. So Moses says to Pharaoh, look, let my people go. Pharaoh's like, oh, hell no. And Moses is like, all right, I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to bring the rain. So, you know, they were able to. I mean, if you think, you know, Israel was one of the first to figure out how to get people and, you know, escape people out, and America was good at that. No. This was, man, I say, yeah. Moses knew how to do that. They were doing Mossad-type maneuvers, getting people out of Egypt. But interestingly, there were many Jews in Egypt going, I'm going to stay. I like it here. I'm fine. Yeah. And so many, many Jews stayed. I don't know whatever happened to them, if they all died, if they remained slaves, but you had, not everybody wanted to leave. A lot of people said, yeah, I'm getting out of Dodge. You know, if I get to be in a desert for 40 years wandering, you know, at risk of no food or water, I'm going to do it. Other people like, I think I'm going to pass. So I'm not surprised that in Afghanistan there might be a small amount of people saying, look, my family's here. You know, I'll do what the Taliban says. They need the banks run. They need the movie theaters. They need the schools run. I'll stay. I don't want to risk going to an airport and getting killed. But for the most part, if there are Americans there, they assume they want to get the hell out. And we're going to need our special ops team. We're going to need whatever. And it's, but don't start blaming the British. Whew. Gonna make them mad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ed Asner passed away this weekend. And Ed Asner was very, very famous for being, it was a little bit before my time. I was a little girl when he was on the show, Mary Tyler Moore. I think he played the boss that was kind of grumpy, but I think he had a heart, you know, Lou Grant. And I think there was even a spinoff, Lou Grant. And Ed Asner had been in multiple movies and TV shows and lived till 91 years old, I believe. And so there was an official announcement yesterday. He died peacefully. No cause of death was given. And the tweet says, "We are sorry to say that our beloved patriarch passed away this morning peacefully. Words cannot express the sadness we feel. With a kiss on your head, good night, Dad. We love you." So he was famous for multiple roles. Lou Grant was a household name. Asner was actually the former president of the Screen Actors Guild. He was probably one of the most decorated male performers in Emmy history, with 7 wins under his belt. He was a pretty big heavy in Hollywood for the longest time. And so obviously many people have been very, sad and heartbroken with this. Living 91 years old is amazing. To see men be able to, you know, outlive what many, shall we say, has been predicted, you know, in terms of, you know, a lot of men, they don't, you know, do that well, especially not, you know, compared to women. He lived a long and pretty fruitful life, so may he rest in peace, and it's always sad to see an icon from your childhood die. Lee Scratch Perry has also sadly left us. His career reached back through the 1960s, and his first single, People Funny Boy, he's reggae hit, sadly left us as well this weekend. And we he died at the age of 85. I remember listening this. We always kind of think of Bob Marley and all that, but you know, I believe he's Jamaican, and he died in Jamaica. No cause of death either given, but his voice, his music, just, you know, it's iconic. And so very, very sadly, you know, we lost another pioneer, you know, when it came to reggae and gifted, talented person. And he died at the age of 85. The Caldor fire is still raging on, and in fact is now, I believe, causing evacuations. So the Caldor fire started south of Lake Tahoe. And Lake Tahoe, you know, it's on the border of California and Reno. And it is sadly kind of a hot spot because it's dry, a lot of trees, lots of vegetation. And so unfortunately we see a lot of, when I lived in Reno, a lot of northern fires, bad air quality. Reno is about 10 miles from the border, about 30 miles from Lake Tahoe. So it's obviously affects not only Northern California, but Northern Nevada as well. And the Caldor fire has edged closer to California's South Lake Tahoe region. Crews are scrambling right now to keep the blaze at bay. Northern California's Caldor fire, I believe, is now one of the largest fires that they have in the state. The evacuation orders have been now issued for parts of Alpine and El Dorado counties, along with evacuation warnings for other parts of the counties. And they say there is a potential threat to life and or property, and it was expanded for additional parts of the basin. They say those who require additional time to evacuate and those with pets and livestock should leave now. We're also going to be talking about pets a little bit later, how apparently there were flights out of New Orleans, Louisiana, Mississippi area with pets to take them to the West Coast so that we don't have, sadly, pets dying with Hurricane Ida. So we'll talk about that. But back to take Lake Tahoe. The city of Lake Tahoe has asked residents to be prepared for the possibility of evacuations. They said the most important thing people can do is get your go bags ready and have a plan in place to evacuate should an evacuation order get extended. The call for preparation came as the fire had a very active day yesterday and conditions worsened. They expect conditions to worsen this week. They said the Caldor fire had made a pretty big jump in the last few hours, so that's had a pretty big impact on the community and expansion of evacuation. There's been winds, low humidity, low moisture. All of these conditions are making it very, very treacherous for this fire, and there has been a significant increase in dynamic fire behavior, resulting in rapid fire spread. Currently, the gusts are between 25 and 35 miles per hour, relative humidity between 10 and 15 miles per hour. So the red flag warning is going to be in place. In fact, soldiers have been deployed. The Caldor fire has grown to 177,260 acres. It's only 14% contained. That's according to Cal Fire. And the fire continued to actively burn overnight. So it went from 168,000 acres up to 177,000. So the trees are weakening, and it's sadly, there's a lot of homes, and so saying, well, we're just going to let it burn out. It's a very populated area of the high desert. And so you got ski resorts. Kirkwood Mountain Resort under mandatory evacuation. Heavenly Ski Resort said due to ongoing risk of wildfire, it's now closed for the summer. Even though you don't really see ski resorts in the summer, but yeah. Wildfires in the state, they say, have gotten so intense that approximately 200 Army soldiers are being deployed at the request of the National Interagency Fire Center to assist with firefighting operations starting Monday. The largest active wildfire in the state, Dixie Fire, has grown to more than 765,000 acres since igniting in mid-July. So it looks like the Dixie Fire, I apologize, is still the biggest fire that's going on. Units from Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State will be trained to assist in response to the Dixie Fire that's burning on National Parks land. So upon completing the training at JBLM, soldiers are going to deploy to Northern California to conduct additional fire line training prior to serving as hand crews assisting with wildfire suppression on the Dixie Fire. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Obviously, with wildfire and air quality, we get affected by that. Not only is it devastating for people losing their homes and having to evacuate and losing everything they have, the devastation that happens now with air quality persists and can affect most of America. We have seen wildfire smoke from these California fires go all the way to the West Coast. And wildfire smoke not only contains, you know, trees and embers, but also the chemicals and the plastics and the things that get burned from the houses. So benzene, toluene, asbestos, all that stuff gets, sadly, into our air quality. What is one of the best things you could do? Well, one is avoid the area, try to get to cleaner air. But two, get like an N95 mask, just like with COVID. The N95 masks seem to offer the best protection. It's not ideal during a pandemic. It's not ideal during a fire. But if you are stuck in that area and you're like, look, I have to work and I have to wear a mask, especially for those people up in Reno or Tahoe that are working that haven't had to evacuate, I would suggest an N95 respirator without the valve that they could use to hopefully protect and not breathe in a lot of the particulates. These things can very easily get into the lungs. Mold, wood, chemicals, sap, you know, insect debris, all these things are things that are not designed to be in your lungs. And so wildfires really change the dynamic of the air. If you have any asthma, COPD, respiratory issues, talk to your doctor about you might need extra medication or possibly oxygen support. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Yeah. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.